The $50 Billion Pyramid.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Wall Street trader Bernard Madoff is making his mark on global markets this morning. Last week, Madoff admitted that his investment firm had pulled off what amounts to a $50 billion pyramid scheme. And it wasn't just American investors who got duped. Today, banks in England, Spain, France, and Japan are feeling the fallout. HSBC and BNP Paribas are among those saying they could face billions in losses because of business with Madoff's company. Couple that with anemic manufacturing numbers, and you've got some crabby Monday morning markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 1% to 8,548. The NASDAQ off 2.2% to 1506. The S&P 500 down 1.25% to 868. Investors are also feeling anxious about the prospects of a bailout for the U.S. auto industry. A $14 billion rescue plan died in the Senate last week. Now the White House is signaling that it could take action. Alisa Roth is watching this situation unfold in New York. Alisa, what's on the table?
Well, it does seem pretty clear the White House wants to do something. President Bush says an abrupt bankruptcy would be devastating. But beyond that, it's hard to know exactly what they'll come up with. Bush says using money from Treasury's $700 billion financial bailout fund is one option. Another possibility would be some kind of prearranged bankruptcy. Part of the problem is figuring out exactly how much money Chrysler and GM need to survive. Last week, they were asking Congress for about $14 billion in loans. Ford says it has enough cash for the moment, so it's not asking for any help right now. Meanwhile, countries like Canada, France, and Sweden have all come up with packages to help their auto industries. The White House says its help will come soon, but probably not today. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the health of people and communities through grant-making, employee giving, and volunteerism. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at medtronic.com. And by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org.
The Pew Charitable Trust is launching a new website today. It's called Subsidy Scope. And it should help give us taxpayers a better idea of what exactly lawmakers are doing with all of those billions of dollars in bailout money Uncle Sam has been throwing around. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Subsidy Scope will tell you how much the government forks out for food stamps, but it'll also list how much Washington spends on corporate tax breaks. John Morton directs the project. He says it'll put the government's $700 billion bailout package under a microscope.
Obviously, the $700 billion is a number that people understand and have heard, but it doesn't really represent the true cost of the bailout.
For example, Subsidy Scope will track the cost of federally guaranteed loans gone bad. Gary Bass heads OMB Watch, a nonprofit watchdog. He plans to use the free site to calculate the price tag over time of all government bailout plans.
The cost of all these bailouts could get as high as $7 trillion. So it makes enormous sense to see whether or not we're getting our dollars worth for this.
The site will post its first batch of data in late winter or early spring. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The Federal Reserve meets today and tomorrow to talk interest rates. They're at 1% now, and the Fed is expected to lob off 0.5%. That would be an all-time low. Now, rate cuts are supposed to help spur lending in the economy, but our rates are getting pretty darn close to zero, and our credit markets are still pretty darn frozen. So what can the Fed do to get the markets moving after it's cut rates all it can? Quantitative easing, that's what. And it's the topic of our latest Marketplace Decoder. Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains quantitative easing and looks at how the Fed could use this little-known monetary tool.
This is the last monetary wrench in the Fed's toolbox, the nuclear option. Economist Andrew Hilton says quantitative easing is what you do to get people borrowing and spending after everything else has failed.
What it is an attempt by central banks to pump liquidity into the system, even when interest rates are close to zero.
Lowering short-term interest rates is usually the way to increase money supply, but when central banks can't cut rates any further, they can turn to quantitative easing. They can print a lot more money and spend billions buying long-term government bonds. That floods the economy with extra cash, and it pushes long-term interest rates lower.
That will bring down borrowing costs for mortgages and corporate loans.
Graham Turner is with GFC Economics.
You're trying to do this to stop people defaulting. We absolutely need to move towards this kind of policy.
But some economists, like Andrew Hilton, are distinctly uneasy about quantitative easing.
We are now up to our knees in liquidity, up to our knees in cash. This kind of shift of policy will mean that we're up to our waists in cash. And who knows what's going to happen 2 or 3 years down the line. It is perfectly possible that we could have double-digit inflation.
Too much cash chasing too few goods, pushing up prices. The textbook definition of inflation. But supporters of quantitative easing say deflation, falling prices leading to mass bankruptcies and unemployment. That's the real danger.
Let's get out of the hole we're in before we worry about the next hole along the road.
Former British central banker Charles Goodhart says since rock-bottom interest rates have failed to spur spending in the States and the UK, the case for quantitative easing will soon be overwhelming.
It's not normal, it's not standard, but if you've got yourself into the kind of financial and economic crisis that our countries have, it is actually what you have to do.
But critics say there's no guarantee that quantitative easing will work. It still may not solve the fundamental problem, the lack of trust and therefore lending between banks. And as the recession deepens and the banks grow more fearful of default, trust seems as elusive as ever. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
You can check out all of our decoders online. Just go to marketplace.org, click on the decoders, and we'll hook you up with everything from CDOs to OTCs to the elusive LIBOR. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.